And around the world we go, taking a look at some of the stranger news stories making the news this week, starting in Queensland, Australia, where a book was recently returned to its library, nothing too strange about that, but was found to be nearly 120 years overdue. Well, that's a slight oversight, isn't it? Toowoomba Grammar School, not a great name. Toowoomba Grammar School said in an Instagram post that the book, a copy of Great Expectations by Charles Dickens, was recently returned to the school's library by a man named John Lamb. Lamb's grandfather, Arthur Lamb, had been a student at the facility during the 1902 to 1903 school academic year and had checked the book out of the library in 1903. The book was discovered recently by family members and is in excellent condition, the post said. Lamb kindly returned it to the school for display, 120 years overdue. The school posted a huge thank you to the Lamb family for the return of the book, and unlike the ironic title of the book, Great Expectations, they probably didn't have great expectations that they were ever going to see it again. An Australian woman broke a Guinness World Record by running a 26.2 mile marathon distance every day for 107 days, and she plans to continue until she reaches 150 days. Erkana Murray Bartlett, she's 32, began her daily marathon running routine in August in Cape York, Queensland, and 107 days later, December 3rd, she broke the Guinness World Record for most consecutive days to run a marathon distance for female. The previous record of 106 marathons was set earlier this year by British runner Kate Jaden. Murray Bartlett calls her project Tip to Toe 2022 as she began running in Cape York, known as Australia's Northern Tip, and plans to finish her 150th run in Port Melbourne, Victoria, known as the country's Southern Toe. My hips, feet, legs and back ache. I feel a little bit emotionally exhausted too after reaching the record last Sunday. The challenge is now to keep going and I'm excited to see what my body can do, Murray Bartlett told Canadian Running Magazine. She says she wants her running to raise awareness of the plight of Australia's wildlife. We have some globally iconic wildlife, yet Australia is a world leader in biodiversity loss. We have almost 500 native animals currently sitting on the endangered list. This number has risen by 8% since 2016, she said. Well, best of luck to her in her noble endeavours. And she's still on the go, heading towards that 150 marathons in 150 days. Quite incredible. If you've ever had trouble solving a Rubik's Cube, a good piece of advice is to break it down into steps. It's worth a shot, and that advice is from the man who invented it, Erno Rubik. In fact, I'll let him tell you himself.
Problem solving, it's a very basic activity of human mind, and if a problem is complex, you need to divide the problem for smaller elements, smaller pieces, and it started in Hungary very slowly. We were behind the Iron Curtain, and it takes about 3 years to cross the border. And after that, in 2-3 years, it became a real worldwide craze.
A really worldwide craze. Well, Rubik has seen his color-matching puzzle go from a classroom teaching tool in Cold War-era Hungary to a worldwide phenomenon with over 450 million cubes sold and a mini-empire of related toys. He says the cube represents what freedom means. Freedom is never endless, he says. It lets you do what is necessary to achieve your goal. The original 3x3 Rubik's Cube has more than 43 quintillion, that's more than 43 with 18 zeros after it, possible configurations. It's no wonder I could never work it out. An Idaho man with more than 250 Guinness World Record titles to his name broke another record by folding 31 t-shirts in 1 minute. David Rush, who breaks Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, said he decided to take on another t-shirt-related record after previously earning titles for hanging t-shirts in 1 minute and donning the most t-shirts in 1 minute. He's a man with a lot of time on his hands by the sounds of it, but anyway, the record to beat was 23, and Rush said he experimented with different techniques to determine the fastest way to fold. The record breaker said he ultimately landed on the method of folding one arm in, then the other, then the bottom. The technique allowed Rush to successfully break the record by folding 31 shirts in the allotted time. Gosh, I have to say I have a hard time folding shirts full stop, whatever about in record time. You might have seen during the week how scientists have confirmed a major breakthrough has been made that could pave the way for abundant clean energy in the future, after more than half a century of research into nuclear fusion. Researchers at the U.S. National Ignition Facility in California, as it's known, said fusion experiments had released more energy than was pumped in by the lab's enormous high-powered lasers. a landmark achievement known as ignition or energy gain. The technology is far from ready to turn into viable power plants, unfortunately, and is not about to solve the climate crisis. But scientists hail the breakthrough as evidence that the power of the stars can be harnessed on Earth. This is the voice of a lady called Dr. Arati Prabhakar, the policy director at the White House Office of Science and Technology.
Ignition allows us to replicate, for the first time, certain conditions that are found only in the stars and the sun. And the second thing it does, of course, is that this milestone moves us one significant step closer to the possibility of zero carbon, abundant fusion energy powering our society.
Yeah, an amazing breakthrough, but sad that we're not a bit further down the road with it, as you, given the climate and the time that we're in. And they are just some of the stranger news stories making the news this week.